Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Britt Garland, and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Hear the words of Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. Let's say them together. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Today, I'll be reading from N.T. Wright's God Big Picture Bible Storybook, and I will be reading The Good Shepherd from John 10. Jesus wanted the people to trust him. He knew that God had sent him to be their leader, and he needed to warn them that other leaders shouldn't be trusted. "I'm the real shepherd," he said. "I'm the one the sheep have been waiting for. Others may try to lead, but they will only lead the sheep into trouble. I have come to give you life, full, overflowing life." "I'm the good shepherd," he went on. "I will do anything for my sheep. I will even give my life for them. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just like I know my Father, and my Father knows me." "I have other sheep too," said Jesus. "They come from lots of different places, but I will call them, and they will also hear my voice. Then there will be one flock and one shepherd." People were puzzled. What did Jesus mean? Was he really the leader that God's people were waiting for? "Well, look what I've been doing," Jesus said. "That will show you who I am. I am calling my sheep, and they will hear my voice. I will keep them safe forever, and I will give them life in God's new world." The word of the Lord. I wonder, at the end of this story, Jesus says, "People will know who I am from what I've been doing." I wonder, what are the things that we do in our lives that show people who we are? And what are the things that we do in our lives that show people who God is? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. And may my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.